I'm with Jack Gaffney, the founder of Madeleine, a cultured butter made in the Yarra Valley near Melbourne. Welcome to FPS French, Jack. Jack, I wanted to chat with you because I feel that everybody, or at least everybody in food in Melbourne, is talking about your butter lately. But the story of Madeleine is not exactly new. I think it started a few years ago in France. Can you talk to me a little bit about who you are, where you're from, and how you got into butter?
Yeah, absolutely. That's super nice that people are talking about it. My name's Jack. I was born in Melbourne, so I'm from here. I guess I moved to France with my partner at the time. We wanted to sort of have a few an experience of living overseas for a while, and we spent a year and a half in Montpellier in the south, and it was lovely. And it was sort of during that time that I fell in love with dairy in general, but then more specifically butter itself. I drove my wife up to Brittany. She's very willing to go, actually. We love the region. We lived in Van for a few months. I worked on some farms around there and visited some dairies. We moved to Dinant as well, a super cute little village. Everything was just sort of a bit of a dream, really. And after that, we spent 6 more months in the south of France in Provence, near the Gorge du Verdon. I worked on a goat farm there, making some cheeses. No goat butter, but did eat a lot of goat butter still. And then, yeah, so it was during that time in France that I thought, when we move back to Australia, I could potentially make some butter and hopefully try and make it as good as some of the butters that I was eating over in France. And so then just started Madeleine when we got back in 2021, I think, we started with the concept. And it took a few years or just a while to sort of find the right space and then also to actually build the factory. It's only a very small place, and it's not my area of expertise, and I'm still working on the side, so this is not my full-time job, so things sort of moved slowly, but I think it's probably to the benefit. I was able to make a lot of small mistakes as opposed to one large massive one along the way.
What do you think makes a good butter according to you? I guess you've tried many in France, you're making your own now. What's a good butter?
Yeah, I guess the butters in France and Australia are still quite different. In Australia, we are using pasteurized cream, so we don't have this sort of specific identifications and or just nuances that I was sort of opened up to in just moving around the country a little bit in France. But ultimately, I think a good butter is it's sort of it as soon as it's in your mouth. It's a rich feeling. The salt is in balance. It's never going to be spreadable from the fridge, butter, but it shouldn't be a rock hard butter either. It should soften up quite easily, and something that still tastes, like the essence of the cream and the pasture fed, the grass or the feed of the cows. I think you can definitely notice the quality immediately.
And let's talk more about Madeleine specifically. Why did you choose that name?
I wanted something, I guess, that was a little bit of a nod to France without attempting to be a French butter. Like, I'm not French, even though I had such a spectacular time over there. But it was where I'm basing the style of the butter on, and where I developed the idea and learned and had my sort of butter experiences. So I still wanted to keep a little bit of a French connection, but the name itself is a little bit emblematic of an attitude to life. So I sort of tell this story, if you're sitting in a cafe with a coffee, you can sometimes have just a little treat next to that coffee, and it completes the whole moment. It makes that moment turn from an ordinary occasion into something maybe a little bit more special. And it doesn't have to be a madeleine. It could be a cannelé or croissant, a cookie. But I hope that when people use Madeleine butter, it sort of it makes whatever moment that it features in a little bit more special.
And can you talk to me about how you make your butter? What's the process?
Yeah, so I actually get the cream in to the factory. So it's already been separated from the milk, and it comes from grass-fed Jersey cows in Gippsland area. So lovely, rich, fatty sort of cream. I do the fermentation myself, so inoculating with a specific selection of bacterial cultures. Sort of why in Australia, not people are super familiar with what the word cultured means, but it just refers to the culturing process. So it's a bacterial fermentation, converts lactose into lactic acid, and a bunch of different flavor and aroma compounds develop along the same time. After that's done, it goes into a barrel churn, and it folds over itself for a particular amount of time. Separates into a solid and a liquid. The liquid is buttermilk, solid is butter. And then I move it to the malaxeur. So purpose built a specific machine that doesn't exist anymore. I sort of modeled it on an antique that I bought when we were on a little vacation in Burgundy. It's got a corrugated pin and a rotating table, and the butter sort of goes around and around and gets massaged and helps to express some of the buttermilk, but also helps develop the flavor and aroma. And then I portion everything and use paddles to shape and wrap everything by hand.
And you've got a few different butter, I think. So you've got your kind of like traditional unsalted butter, you've got salted butter, and you've got a few different ones. Talk to me about your range.
Yeah, so that's right. The salted and unsalted versions are, I guess, designed to be the everyday style butter, the versatile butter for the home that you can cook with, use on sandwiches, or just enjoy with bread by itself. And then I have a signature style, which is called signature. So for that one, I actually use a different selection of cultures to the other butters, and I approach the fermentation slightly differently. So it's a little bit of a richer style butter. I've also added in salt crystals, so you get this textural pop and crunch. So I wanted something that could hold its own on a cheese board or just be brought out if you were entertaining with guests, enjoyed with a crusty baguette or something like that. And then I have a limited release series that I'm doing. So at markets, I've got a long list of different butters that I'd like to offer to people, and slowly working my way through the list. And at the moment, I've called this one Beach Bonfire. It's a Manuka smoked seaweed with a red gum smoked sea salt. So it's a little bit smoky, a little bit maritime.
Do you cook with your butter, or do you just have them like as is on bread? I think I saw Anthony Femia from Maker and Monger was having it pretty much. It's so good. He was having it like cheese. How do you suggest we use them?
Yeah, Anthony's bite on Instagram, like, he's a maniac. That was a massive bite. But no, that was amazing to see. You can definitely eat butter like Anthony, but I hope that people just use Madeleine however they use butter in their normal life. On the table in France, we would always have bread and butter. I think it's part of the culture over there, and I think it's so nice because it really does sort of help substantiate the meal sometimes. If you're having just like a plate of oysters, bread and butter right next to that is beautiful. But yeah, so different butters for different purposes. But I cook every dish that goes on the stovetop ends up with a big knob of butter in it, and I think it always tastes better.
And you mentioned markets. Where can we find Madeleine butter?
Yeah, a few different markets around at Carlton Market and Elwood and Alphington and over in Flemington as well. I normally post on Instagram the markets for the upcoming month with the dates, because it sometimes varies depending on the schedule.
And yeah, so online, where can we find you?
Yeah, my website is madelinebutter.com.au. I've got, if you're interested, I've put up a bunch of information about what cultured butter is, and also about the malaxeur that I built, and the function of it. The different butters and where I'm located. It's also got some of the retailers. I'm only in a few stores. So a fantastic store in Healesville called Kitchen and Butcher, which really reminds me a lot of some of the shops that we used to frequent in France, as well as Meatsmith, the four stores there. It's just a spectacular butcher shop, and of course Maker and Munger, as you mentioned, Anthony, arguably Australia's most important cheese shop. So yeah, absolutely, stoked to be in all those places.
Well, thank you so much, Jack, for your time and talking so passionately about your butter.
No, thanks for the opportunity, Audrey, and it's really lovely. Thank you.